Welcome back, guys. DGS 406. Since we're all a family here, if you didn't hear what I was talking about at the top of the show, I was gone Friday because it's running together now. I think it was Wednesday night because I was supposed to be at opening day and doing a bunch of stuff. Wednesday night, my mom, who has lived by herself now for 20 plus years, even though she is going to be 97 in September, took a fall. And as anyone who's ever taken care of someone up in age, when they take a fall, things change very quickly. And she spent the last 3 days at Alt Memorial. And she is, as we speak, heading over to a rehab facility on my side of the river so that I can go see her and take care of her every day. And so if I'm a little weird or if I'm not here or something, that's what I'm doing. So thanks for your patience. Sweet 16 in honor of the eclipse. In fact, I don't think we put the eclipse on. I think we just make it the honorary champ. But is the Sweet 16 of the most amazing Earth phenomenon. It can be something that happens, or it can be a place or a region. Going to be pretty loosey-goosey with this because Skip's not here to yell at us. spank us when something doesn't comport with what he thought it was going to be. Andrew, you want to start it off?
Something that I dream of seeing, and hopefully I will get
fine,
to it
I'll
someday.
Take my shirt off.
Dave without a shirt, the number one natural phenomenon. No, the Aurora Borealis.
I've seen it, and it is every bit as amazing as
is
what
it,
you've
is
heard.
Is it as cool as you think?
No one doesn't say that.
More.
More than you think.
Yes.
No one says, like, yeah, kinda, I don't know, it's whatever.
No, it's
like,
insane.
Everybody's like, this is the most incredible thing I've ever
insane.
Seen.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Just...
Was it a, when you, I'm guessing this was when you were up in Alaska?
Yes.
Was it a nightly occurrence? Was it
no.
a rare occurrence there?
No, I don't remember how often it was. I saw it several times, but it wasn't like, hey, it's 10 p.m., let's go see it. I mean, it comes and goes, wow. but when it's out there, it's really something. Wheels.
All right, so we're not arguing that these need to be good things, right?
No.
Okay. This one is kind of a good thing, just depends on your perspective, I guess. But one of the most amazing things that I ever see on video and I want to see in person someday are the giant waves in Nazaré, Portugal.
Mm.
The ones where all the guys,
I've
like the 100-foot waves where they're surfing
yes.
those. Something about giant waves is just so, I don't even know, like impressive is not the right word, but awe-inspiring. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I don't think... They should both go on, but I had rogue waves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
yeah.
freak me out.
We could just throw them all together.
Because I have this fantasy about sailing, but I know that just I could never relax. Just knowing that rogue waves are possible. You know,
yeah.
I would just be in a perfectly calm Caribbean with loved ones. I would just be like watching the whole time.
Yeah, so we can just call it giant waves.
Yeah. Okay.
Rich.
What about a double rainbow?
No, ooh, wow.
Oh, cool, yeah.
That's a great one.
I had just rainbows, but yeah, doubling it up. Remember how mad, I mean, it still is. Like, I'm 59 years old, and every time I see a rainbow, I'm like, it's a rainbow! taking oh, yeah. pictures
was,
you're never going to look at again.
I'm taking pictures, and I'm like, there's no point to take pictures of anything anymore.
And when you're a kid, parents lie to you magically. And I really, really was hatching a plan as a kid to find that pot of gold. Because I'm like, I can see the end of the rainbow.
Mm. Yeah.
It appears to be by the cemetery.
Yeah.
So if you'll just give me a shovel and a day pass,
yeah.
We can get out of this lower middle class existence we have.
Give me 30 minutes on a motorbike.
I was convinced that there was a pot of gold as well, and I wasn't convinced of much. Like, I wasn't taught much. Like,
right.
without saying too much, because we are on the radio.
Yeah.
There was not much I believed in, but I thought I was getting that pot of gold for sure. Dave?
Let's go the Redwoods.
Oh, good one.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that was a...
Have you guys seen the conspiracy theory that the Devil's Tower, made famous by Close Encounters, is actually a gigantic tree trunk?
Ooh.
I have not seen that theory.
Go down that rabbit hole tonight.
Oh, wouldn't it be pretty easy to find out?
Count the rings and such.
I mean, like, just dig and you're going to hit wood, right?
Yeah.
What's the purpose? Is there a known purpose behind it? Like,
the world was once populated by enormous trees, yeah. and Devil's Tower is a stump of one.
Mm.
And, you know, the way it looks like, you know, a bear clawed at it, that's just the bark. And, yeah, that's a whole thing. So, yeah, the Redwoods for me.
Cool.
Andrew.
I will say... the other place that I dream of going, Machu Picchu. That's really incredible. What?
It's man-made?
Yes.
Is that where you're going?
That's what I was going to say. That's man-made.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Rainforest.
Yeah.
The Amazon rainforest.
Dude.
The cafe or the...
That's overpriced. Go to the real one.
That was my favorite restaurant until I was about 32. But I mean, there is several hundred million different species of plants and animals in the rainforest.
I mean, how many do they think, Dave, that we still haven't even found in the rainforest?
There's infinity, essentially. An almost uncountable number of stuff that they...
I think last year we found 18,000 new species in 1 year.
Wow. That's a good call.
Wheels, right?
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah.
Dang it. I had a really good one that I just spaced out on it, so I'm going to pick a different one. I'm going to go with just tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Probably because I just watched Twister again last week or a week and a half ago, whatever, but it's just, again, awe-inspiring, massive. I mean, it's not great. They're terrible, but it's just a wonder.
And unlike the Redwoods or the Aurora Borealis, it's something that all of us have experienced enough.
At least to some degree.
To some degree. Anyone who's ever been under a tornado warning at least knows what it's like to feel like, oh, great.
Yeah.
The house could just take off.
They're so common here. It's weird to think that there are places in the country that
it would just be unheard of.
Had a tornado. Yeah.
You guys have been to my mom's house, and it's the last house in town looking south over a giant farm field, so you can see forever. And it wasn't like a weekly occurrence or probably even a yearly occurrence, but I have distinct memories of seeing funnel clouds just go across, miles away, but you're just like, hey, there it goes.
Neat.
And being the weirdo I was, for real, I loved when they would plant wheat. There were wheat years, bean years, and corn years. Beans sucked. I had a little Star Trek gun that shot little BBs, and I figured out that the soybeans would work, so it'd save me money.
Okay.
Corn was fun because you could corn each other, but the wheat, I would go out and make a crop circle and just wait for the aliens to take me back home. Because I didn't belong here. I knew that much.
Tapping your watch come on.
Hello.
What about a hot spring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But the kind that you go lay in or the kind in Yellowstone that's that crazy electric blue color?
Either or.
Okay.
They're both pretty cool.
You guys ever been in one?
Did
you go in one?
In Japan, they use water from a hot... I didn't go to a naturally occurring...
Okay.
But they use water from a hot spring and funnel it into the
onsen thing.
I went to the spa in Oakville, Illinois, where it's a hot spring, but you're in a tub. And you're late. The least back when I went, which is probably close to 20 years or more, you're in a tub. And you are laying on not a 2x4, but whatever's bigger than that. You're laying on wood. And the gentleman who took care of you was named Tubby. And there was a vacuum hose in your tub with holes in it.
I'm loving where this is going.
Made that thing. And I followed that up with a massage from a dude. And with nothing wrong with that, but I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
You're right. And it was the 1920s, and I was Joe Louis getting a rub down. And there was another gentleman who was mostly nude who was watching me get the massage and reading a newspaper. Kevin, you're starting to make faces.
Yeah.
But this was at the place. This was the place with the restaurant and the whole thing. I had never had a massage by a man before, so I was, uncomfortable. And then we got through it, and it was fine. And then the next day when we were checking out, he was standing right there, and he didn't recognize me, and I really had my feelings hurt.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, we shared something.
We did. Trust me.
Oh, we had a moment.
Yeah. I don't think any masseuse wants to hear, we got through it at the end of the massage.
Well, 20 years ago, Dave, we got through it. Yeah. Now I think I'd be right on, whatever, I don't care. But back then, I'm what, a man?
Yeah.
What?
That's funny.
I think it is your turn, Dave.
I will go Grand Canyon.
Good.
Was fortunate enough to spend 3 nights there with Nick. when Nick turned 13, I said, we can go anywhere you want in the contiguous. And he chose the Grand Canyon and we hiked for 3 days and it was heaven and hell. Yeah. It was the hardest physical thing I've ever done. I don't know why I thought it would just be like rolling hills, but it was not. It was pretty much straight up and down. You know what I'd love to do is whitewater raft it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
I think Steve, our boss, did that. Said it was like, but no fooling around. It was like
Rourke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to Andrew.
The Dead Sea.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, it's a really interesting place.
Yeah.
Wheels.
This is so cliche, but I like Mount Everest blows me away.
No, this is not cliche.
Not again, I don't want to climb it. I know there are a lot of dummies that climb it just because they have the money to do it, but when you see the videos that are taken there and you look at like these giant crevasses that people can fall into and you're climbing over them on ladder, like just the amazing visual and size and challenge of it all.
Mount Everest is a little over 29,000 feet. Base camp is about 21,500 feet.
Yeah.
And the highest I've been would probably be 12 in Colorado, which seems impossibly high. So to think that it's another one of those plus is just insanity.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I feel like I'm thinking on a smaller scale than you guys. I have...
Go with Forest Park?
no, I have an iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's great. That's great.
It's fine.
It took down a big boat.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Dave?
Let's go... How many we need?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Then let's go Niagara Falls.
Ooh,
good one.
Good.
Which I've never seen, but
I have.
Yeah. Plan to. Have you seen
it? It's pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, of course.
It's probably not as cool when you see it when you're a high school student because you get there and you're like, well, there it is, and you leave. But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So we have four left. We can either power through and quickly do it, or we can take a break.
No, let's take a break.
Okay.
Welcome back, guys. DGS Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of the most amazing earthly phenomenon in places. Whose turn are we throwing them out?
We need four?
Yeah, so everybody can go.
Okay.
I had fossils. I mean, that's kind of...
Ooh, no.
That's great. Yeah.
That's good.
I said the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay.
I was going volcanoes.
Volcanoes work.
Okay, hold on.
What do you got, Dave?
These down.
I had hurricanes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Used to be a good football team, but not anymore.
What was yours? Wheels, volcanoes?
Volcanoes.
Okay, volcanoes and fossils. Here you go, Dave.
We have kind of a new studio in here. They've changed a lot of stuff around, so we don't know what to do with our hands.
Well, the best part was before Dave and I couldn't see each other, and now we really can't see each other.
Now we really can't see each other, yeah. Aurora Borealis versus volcanoes. This is going to be tough.
Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Volcanoes are cool, though.
The Grand Canyon versus the Dead Sea.
Canyon.
G-C. Redwoods versus fossils.
Oh, no.
Fossils.
Redwoods kind of are fossils, if you think about it.
I know. Damn. I'm going to go redwoods.
So am I.
Ask the captain.
Captain.
Yeah, redwoods.
There you go. The rainforest versus Niagara Falls.
Ooh, that's tough.
I'll go rainforest, too.
Yeah, rainforest.
Gigantic waves versus hurricanes, which make gigantic waves.
I'll go with gigantic waves.
I'm on waves.
I don't want to tussle with a hurricane.
I feel you.
I will also say waves.
Yeah, no, a hurricane, I can hunker down. A giant wave, you're just...
You're done.
You're boned. Hot springs versus Mount Everest.
Hot springs.
Ooh,
I'll say Everest. Springs.
To the captain.
Yeah, I'll take the mountain.
There you go. the rainbow or the double rainbow versus the Great Barrier Reef.
Reef
moves on. Tornadoes versus an iceberg.
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 Naders.
To the captain.
Yeah, the tornado thing is a little... I think that's the one.
Yeah, for a man that flies for a living, probably not too worried about the icebergs.
Yeah, I've flown through cold air funnels before, right up against them, which are different, but that's close enough to a tornado to me.
Captain, what did you think of, did you see the Southwest engine flying apart on takeoff?
No, I haven't seen that yet. I heard you guys talking about it earlier, though. I mean, I've seen video before of like the cowling, you know, shooting open and flames coming out with when a plane's in flight. So I've seen sort of a general destruction. It's not a settling thing, that's for sure.
Crazy. Elite Eight, the Aurora Borealis versus the Grand Canyon.
Canyon.
Aurora.
Canyon.
I'm going to go with the Northern Lights.
All right, Captain.
I'm sort of a natural wonder guy, so I take the Canyon.
There you go. The Redwoods versus Niagara Falls.
I have to go Redwoods.
Redwoods.
Me too. Giant Waves versus Mount Everest.
Big old waves.
Waves.
Waves. They're just better to look at.
And the final and the final four is the Great Barrier Reef versus Tornadoes.
Reef.
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 All right. A real good time. All right, let's finish out this Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Final four of the most amazing earthly phenomenon. The Grand Canyon versus the Redwoods. Can't go wrong.
I got to go canyon.
Just think trees.
Think if the Grand Canyon was full of redwoods.
That would be so great. But then you wouldn't be able to see how deep it was.
True. I'm going trees.
Yeah, me too.
So is that a tie? I guess I haven't voted yet.
If you're going canyon.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Captain?
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I love the Redwoods, but the Grand Canyon to me is just more awe-inspiring. And especially, I've flown over both, and from the air, of course, the Grand Canyon really makes a big impression.
Right.
Where the trees, it's really hard to see.
This guy just loves to dunk on us, doesn't he?
I think he was listening to reality television.
I think you're right. Yeah, he's watching Real Housewives. Giant Waves versus the Great Barrier Reef.
Waves.
Reef.
Reef.
Waves. Captain again.
Uh-oh.
Again, natural wonders, so I'm taking the reef.
Reef versus Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Canyon.
Reef. Fishies.
Canyon.
Canyon.
Canyon wins.
Canyon is the most amazing earthly phenomenon. I can vouch. What's it go up against for the super? Do we remember?
That's a good question.
I think it's still maps. I think it's still...
I'm a map.
I think Grand Canyon's more impressive than not having maps.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Fine.
We have an agreement.
Yeah. I like it. Andrew, you did some charity judging over the weekend.
Is there a more thankless job than being... Have you guys... Any of you guys ever judged like a trivia night for like a charity thing?
I have hosted a million.
Yeah, I've hosted two, but never judged.
I'm specifically calling out a charity thing because charity things are just supposed to be fun. It's usually volunteer. Yes. Not paid.
Anything trivia is never just fun.
No, they are so serious.
Can I tell you how a trivia night goes before you tell me your story? The pre... is delightful. People are having Rotel and White Castles and, oh my God, Mary brought her apple crumble. Then they start having drinks. And the first three rounds or so are great. Everyone's trying and everyone's having a good time. By about round five or six, people start getting S-faced. And the teams who realize they're no longer in it start answering everything like your mom, you know? And And then by the end, they're mad at you because the Beatles' last concert, damn it, was Abbey Road Studios, not Shea Stadium. And
yes, that is word for word. I don't even have to tell any of the stories because there you go. By the end of it, I had people coming up with blank score sheets with their table number, and they're just throwing it at me going, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm sorry. Because the questions were really hard. I think the MC made the questions a little bit too hard. And as the half-wits question getter, I was like judging him really hard, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is too
difficult. Yeah. The one thing I don't, doing the, you know, the MCing part, the hosting part.
Yeah.
I always hate that everybody starts to slow down as the night goes on.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, hey, 1 minute warning. 1 minute warning. I'm like, we just said the 1 minute warning 2 minutes ago. Let's go get your sheets to the table so we're not here all night. Let's go.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
Man, and I'm really upset. Well, somebody was very upset because the question was about truffles. It was, what kind of animal do they now use to find truffles?
Truffle dogs.
And it was, the answer that was written was dogs. And this lady was super upset.
She said pigs.
Yeah, she said pigs.
And she's like, I can prove it. I've been on the truffle hunts. I went to France on a truffle hunt, and it's a pig. And so, like, and I'm like, keep trying to deflect onto the MC. I'm like, you want to go talk to that guy down there?
Who's the MC?
I didn't know him. He wasn't He was a friend of the head of the charity, but it was I ended up having to rescore all the score sheets to give everybody bonus points to play.
Were you the only judge?
I was the fastest judge. The other two were.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. They weren't shade.
No, they were
jumping on your fellow judges.
They were great, but I was putting in work, all right?
One of my worst experiences
I was killing it.
In trivia was at our own 97.1 trivia years ago. I don't even know, Rach, if you were even here yet. And we had a category called Battle of the Halfwits. And that was cute. And I was going to be the one reading the questions. And I thought, foolishly, that it would be the kind of questions that we ask on Battle of the Halfwits, which are pretty easy. And I even told everyone, like, hey, everyone's going to get 8 out of 10 of these. Don't even worry about it. I stupidly hadn't looked at the questions. And it was very inside baseball about the game we play. Like, 2 weeks ago, Pigpen was asked what the capital of Connecticut was. What did he say? Well, no one knows that.
No.
I don't know that. Pigpen doesn't know that. And it was the 9th round when everyone was soused. And people were, like, almost flipping tables over. So it went from, like, everybody, here's your favorite host, Dave Glover. Ah, I love Dave. I love Dave. Then it's like, F you. I can't believe this is bull. I'm just like, oh, it's terrible. Just awful. And a potato made you feel stupid?
Yeah. I don't know how to bake a potato. What? I just don't. I've been feeling feeling old lately, but I felt like a literal infant when I had like 15 potatoes that I put in the oven trying to bake a potato to make a side dish for this nice dinner we were cooking for my parents last night.
How'd you try to cook it?
Wait, you tried to cook 15 potatoes?
Yeah, we ended up with a lot of
baked potatoes.
That's a problem.
They were normal size. Some of them were a little small. Some of them were a little big. But we put them all in the oven, and I'm like, all right, baked potato. That's easy. You put it in the oven until it's soft and squishy. 6 hours in that freaking oven. I don't know what
Did you look at, like, temperatures and times?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, like, Google how to make a baked potato because I assumed I knew already.
Can I tell you how? If you're going to make a potato or two, mm-hmm. Here's how I do it. Poke the holes in it.
Yep.
Put it in the microwave for about 8 minutes.
Okay.
By the time it's done, it's essentially cooked. Put it in aluminum foil with olive oil and sea salt.
Yes.
Put it in the oven for another 30, and it comes out so crispy, it's almost like a potato skin.
It's so great.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how I do it.
That's a great idea.
You're welcome.